Baptism of the Lord, Year B. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. O you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, free. Why spend money on what cannot nourish, and your earnings on what fails to satisfy? Listen carefully to me. Have good things to eat and rich food to enjoy. Pay attention. Come to me, listen, and you will live. I shall make an everlasting covenant with you, the mercies of my steadfast love for David. Look, I have put him as a witness to peoples, a leader and lawgiver to peoples. Look, you will summon a nation unknown to you. Nations unknown to you will hurry to you, for the sake of the Lord your God. Because the Holy One of Israel has made you glorious. Seek the Lord while he is to be found. Call to him while he is near. Let the wicked abandon their ways, and the sinful their thoughts. Let them turn back to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. To our God, for he is rich in forgiveness. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are high above earth, so are my ways above your ways, my thoughts above your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from the sky and do not return before watering the earth, fertilizing it and making it germinate, to provide seed for the sower and food to eat, so it is with the word that goes forth from my mouth. It does not return to me unfulfilled or before carrying out my purpose and achieving what it was sent to do. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. See, he is the God of my salvation. I shall trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my power. He has become my salvation. Joyfully you will draw water from the springs of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds to the people. Declare that his name is exalted. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Sing of the Lord, for his works are majestic. Make them known throughout the world. Cry aloud and shout for joy, you who live in Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. A reading from the first letter of St. John. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is a child of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the Son. In this we know that we love God's children, whenever we love God and keep his commandments. For this is what the love of God is, keeping his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, because whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who can overcome the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? He it is who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with water alone, but with water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, for the Spirit is truth. So there are three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three are one. If we accept the testimony of human witnesses, God's testimony is greater, for this is God's testimony which he gave about his Son. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. John saw Jesus approaching him and said, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia." The Lord be with you. And with your spirit, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. And as John the Baptist proclaimed, he said, "After me is coming the one who is more powerful than me, and I am not fit to kneel down and undo the strap of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It was in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. And at once as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart, and the Spirit, like a dove, descending on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. In you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.